Cole Cook back for more of the KCII PM Sports page. It's now time to hear from our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Kyoto wrestler Rihanna Utterback. Rihanna, congrats. Thanks for joining me this week.
Thank you.
Rihanna, what a weekend it was for you. You won a state title at the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament in Coralville. Perfect 5-for-5 in matches at 110 pounds. First off, Rihanna, you being a freshman, it was the first time competing at that state meet. What was that experience like in Coralville?
It was a great experience having the time to wrestle at a state tournament, being a freshman before, like, just being, especially with it becoming sanctioned, it was just a great time.
Mm-hmm. What was it like? There was over 700 wrestlers there. Each bracket consisted of like 64 wrestlers. It had to have been a crazy amount. What was that like to have so many girls competing on Saturday?
It's great to see how many girls we have now, because starting off when I was wrestling, we only had like a couple girls every tournament. Now we're having a whole tournament just for all of the girls. So it's great to see how it's become bigger and bigger over the years.
Mm-hmm. All five of your matches were won by pins. Let's fast forward to your championship match. It just took you 3 minutes, 12 seconds. Why don't you walk us through that match? And what'd you see, and how were you able to come out with the fall?
Coming into it, I was just going to go wrestle, find what my moves are, find my best takedown, and just try to see if I could find them. The double was open, so that's what I shot with. And then my power half and bars, my main turn, so I could find it, so it worked out great.
Mm-hmm. The whistle blew, and you realized that you were a state title winner. What was going through your mind?
My mind was going everywhere, thinking that I actually did it and just became the first girl to come with the fall for the state championship that year. It was great.
Mm-hmm. First at 110 pounds. You alluded to it earlier, but during that day, they announced that girls wrestling will be sanctioned next winter. What do you think about that?
I think it's great to see now that, since how big it's gotten, that the girls are getting the same opportunity as the boys, and it's becoming the same. To see how big it's grown, and it's just knowing that the boys and the girls now have the same opportunities.
Well, since you are just a freshman, you have a lot of wrestling still ahead of you. But if you look back to November to now, how do you think you've improved as a wrestler so far in your high school career?
My high school career has gotten, from the start of it to where we are now, I think my shots, just the way I've wrestled overall has become better. My mindset's became better. Especially changing schools this year as a freshman, it's the team behind me is also really great to have.
Mm-hmm. And, man, the team is rolling, still undefeated in the dual record, have won a tournament. What's that like to be a part of this Savage Wrestling squad?
It's great. Being the only girl, especially, knowing that all the boys have my back with whatever I need them with.
You know, usually when you win a state title in any sport, the season's done. That's not the case for you. We got conference and sectionals for the boys coming up that I know you'll be competing with. What's your goals moving forward to close out this season?
My goals going forward are to make it to the boys state champion and become the first girls state champion in the boys.
Well, Rihanna, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling in January it was 10 years.
Oh, wow. So what do you love about this sport? What about it makes you want to keep coming back for more?
I just love the aggression part, how I can do what I can be physical with others and just know I can just be rough and mean. I've always been that way ever since I was little, so it's great to know that there's a sport where I can do it into.
Rihanna, do you have a go-to move?
My go-to move is probably, well, and it depends on the position. On my feet, it's probably my outside single. Top would be a bar and a half. Bottom would probably be, well, we call it a changeover. To sit out, to stand up.
Sure. Okay, cool. A couple more questions here. Do you have a wrestling role model?
One that I've looked up to a lot is Jaren Glosser. So Jaren used to go to, or Jaren went to Eddyville, which is where I grew up with when I started, and he's just been the one that's always been there for everything.
Well, Rihanna, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Preparing for my matches, I like to get a good warm-up in to start with, running, conditioning, and then going into my drilling. And then, like, right before matches, I jump rope quite a bit while I listen to music to prepare my mind and prepare my... Jump roping helps me with my feet condition, like knowing where I need to have my feet for certain positions.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna, congrats on a fantastic weekend and best of luck in the postseason coming up in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
That's 110-pound Iowa High School State Wrestling Girls Champ, Rihanna Utterback of Sigourney High School. Not only did Rihanna win this past weekend, but she's also currently ranked on the boys' side. And big things are on the horizon for her and the rest of the Savage team as we near the postseason. We'll wrap things up on today's PM Sports Page next. You're listening to AM.FM KCII.